Hey, good morning. Welcome back here onto the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you with us here on this Friday morning. Final Friday of the month of December as we're joined in studio by CRMC's general surgeon and trauma surgeon as well, Dr. Michelle McKirk. Michelle, good morning.
Morning.
As very happy to have you in here as well as many others from CRMC. We are very lucky to have Coffeyville Regional Medical Center here within our, I'll tell you what, it's about a town of 9 to 10,000 probably, and it is a big city hospital that acts here in a very small town. So we'll get to the services here in a little bit, but we'll kind of get to know you a little bit as well. You've been at CRMC for just over a year, I think you were explaining, correct?
Exactly. I think I started, it was August of 2017.
Okay, so a little bit of time here. I'm sure some of our listeners, citizens around, have heard of you before or have visited you before, whether it may be, hopefully not on the traumatic side of things, but whichever side, I'm sure many of our listeners have seen you. But well, for ours that don't, we'll get to know you a little bit more. You're actually from where I am, Colorado, and
that's right.
You said you had studied at CU?
Correct. I actually lived in Colorado my entire life and went to University of Colorado for my medical school. And after that, I was looking for good programs for general surgery. And actually, KU in Wichita has one of the top programs rated for both oral and written board examination pass rates. So got a lot of operating time there, and that's where I did my residency.
Oh, great stuff, great stuff. So straight out of Wichita from there, where did you go? Did you come straight here to Coffeyville, or did you have some other experience elsewhere?
I came right on down here to Coffeyville and was really looking for an opportunity where I could take care of lots of different general surgery patients and do lots of different types of cases. And Coffeyville was a good option for me for that.
Yeah, yeah, lots of different types of cases you had mentioned. And there's also, I'm sure, it comes down to it, surgery is surgery, but there's also a very definite line between just general and trauma surgery. What would be that line there for the listeners?
Anything that's very emergent, in particular, trauma typically relates to things that are some sort of an accident, whether it be a fall, car accident, any kind of injury, essentially, whereas otherwise the vast majority of what I do is more elective or outpatient.
Okay. Yeah, very nice. And something that's, kind of not spur of the moment, obviously.
Exactly.
Something that you didn't have just thrown under your plate for you. So, very cool. You had mentioned that you also have a new partner with you.
I do. Dr. Aaron Russell just joined the General and Trauma Surgery group with me just about maybe two and a half months ago, I think. And he also just graduated residency pretty recently. So, we feel very confident in current events and current treatment methods. And we're getting along really well, and we're very pleased to have him.
That's awesome. Now, with that, what is the benefit? Is it just an extra set of eyes? Is it an extra set of mind power? I mean, obviously for the two of those, but really, what is the benefit of adding an extra surgeon to the team?
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things. In general surgery, we can do bigger cases when there are two of us. There are certain cases that quite simply just require more than one set of qualified hands. For example, large colon resections, things of that nature, where you just kind of physically need two qualified sets of hands in there. So it's nice to have him to kind of bounce things off of. And he is trying to get busy and do as much as he can. So
very cool. Very cool. Now, you had mentioned his residency as well. I don't know how much you've gotten to know him in the 2 months, but where did he do his studies? And does he have any, prior, or is this kind of his first out of residency as well?
This is his first out of residency as well, and he did his training down in Texas.
Okay.
So coming to us up from the Houston area.
Okay, yeah, very cool. And again, both Kansas and that area as well, very, well-known medicinally and in the, medical field, whether it's surgery, whether it's, research, doesn't matter. Both of them very highly known for it. So yeah, you definitely know. So we'll get now into, CRMC in general, as well as the surgery side of thing. You guys have got many, many different things that you offer that probably a lot of people don't realize are here because, it's a small town. You're really not going to have to go anywhere. So we'll just go ahead and start with the general surgery side. What are the things that you guys offer, that probably really any hospital could do it, and then comparatively what you guys can do more than most?
Absolutely. I kind of, when I'm generally talking to patients, tell them we really do things essentially head to toe. So a lot of times patients think, oh, if I have something on the skin of the face, for example, I do a lot of cosmetically minded operations on the face for things like squamous cell cancers, melanoma skin cancers. And those are things that I have some plastic surgery training with that most people think they need to go somewhere bigger for that. And then as you move all your way on down, I think a lot of patients don't realize I do both thyroid, parathyroid surgery, and then breast cancer surgeries. As we keep moving our way on down, anything in the chest, Dr. Russell and myself both can operate in the chest for small lung cancers, things of that nature, biopsies, chest tubes. As we work our way down, gallbladder, stomach, small intestine, large colon. So really kind of everything essentially from head to toe.
Yeah. Wow. You gotta love that. Now, you know, you say essentially there, that means there's probably some things with an asterisk to the side of it. I'm sure, you know, not necessarily to your mind power, but at the same time, I also had a great conversation with Dr. Sauter as well from CRMC, and he says, I never want to kind of flex my muscles, and I know when to pass it off to a different doctor or know when to. What are those kinds of instances that maybe you either have to take it to Tulsa or wherever you guys would to flight someone? What are some of those instances?
Certainly. So I would say that for the most part, things involving the pancreas, liver, those are quite specialized surgeries that should there, you know, God forbid, be a complication. Those are really places you want to have a, you know, very, very, very strong ICU and surgeons caring for those very specific problems. To be honest with you, that's kind of two of the most major things, probably the esophagus as well. The esophagus is kind of a dangerous player. So those are typically the types of cases that we would send elsewhere.
Yeah. But other than that, I'll tell you what, CRMC can really, you know, take care of a lot of those things. When it comes to, now you had mentioned, you know, those surgeries a lot as well. Is there, you know, really a whole lot of other, you know, services? I guess we'll just go ahead and dive into the broad spec of it. What are some other, you know, benefits that CRMC brings to a small town that many people probably don't know of, whether it's a machinery, technology? I know you guys got some nice, you know, technology advancements in there, but what are some other things that people just maybe not know of?
Absolutely. Well, two things that are really important. I've noticed a couple of times patients will be told to go to, for example, Bartlesville for routine endoscopy. And by that, I mean upper and lower scopes. So, you know, folks have history of Barrett's esophagus, ulcer problems in the stomach. Those are things we do here. And also very, very important are colonoscopies. As we're learning that we need to be screening for colon and rectal cancers much earlier in life, the American Cancer Society now saying down to the age of 45. So those are things that we do here very frequently. We feel very comfortable with that and do a lot of that work here. Other things would be we have a brand new laparoscopy equipment. So minimally invasive surgery is really the way of the future. Faster healing times, patients, you know, have less pain with that. So we do a lot of laparoscopy, start with most of our cases, small tiny incisions. And we use also a special dye called ICG. That's really, some people have been shocked to hear that we're using that here. And that's helping us identify perfusion and blood flow and things like that during the surgeries. So we really do have a lot to offer here.
Yeah, that's kind of incredible to have different things, whether it's, you know, as subtle as just, you know, a better monitor on your computer screen, or
exactly,
you dive all the way down deeper to whatever that blood flow thing that you were talking about, the transfusion. I mean, it's incredible. It is incredible to know that we have these things here. So, you know, what's the best way to kind of get involved, ask some questions, numbers, names, all that jazz, information for our listeners?
Absolutely. We can be reached, both Dr. Russell and myself, on the third floor of the specialty clinic at CRMC. We're pretty easy to find up there on the third floor. You can always also just call the main hospital number and ask to be transferred up to the general surgery department, and you'll get a hold of some of our folks to get scheduled for an appointment.
Certainly, certainly. And as well, you know, I know, you know, as a surgeon, it's not necessarily that point where it's too late, but at the same time, it's past the point of preventative care. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, you know, you've preached and preached and preached that really you got to try and take care of yourself before, you know, you come see a surgeon, whether, you know, again, whether it's something that you could have controlled or not. Majority of the time, there are some things that you could have done, you know, to really help yourself with preventative care.
Absolutely. And I would say that probably one of the harder diagnoses that I give my patients would be either a colon cancer or an esophagus cancer, both of which are very, 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 you know, readily found, easily found if you're having symptoms or not. And so those are two things I think I really like to do a little teaching when I get patients in my office. office and kind of walk them through why these procedures are not nearly as maybe frightening or daunting as folks think. So we can really do a lot of good there.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like you had mentioned, it's not as frightening. It's not as daunting and really could, take out whether it's a threat that's been there for 2 months or 2 years. You know, you don't know until you check. And, you know, it's just better to hop on it beforehand. So, again, speaking with Dr. Michelle McGurk over there from CRMC, general surgeon and trauma surgeon as well. So did you have any final notes for our listeners or for your partner out there? Any shout-outs? For I know he can't be here today. He's out on a holiday vacation, as many of us are. I actually just got back. But any final notes that you had for us?
Just want to let everybody know, Dr. Russell and myself are just, you know, we're relatively fresh out of residency. We're completely up to date on, you know, all the recommendations and guidelines. And we're both real eager and hungry to do a lot for this community and try to, you know, have some cutting edge things, no pun intended.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, and, you know, real quick before I lose you here as well, you had mentioned, you know, you had a little bit of experience with the plastic surgery as well. Is there any specialties that you guys kind of bring into this as well, besides just, you know, coming to you to get, you know, basic surgery? Or, you know, is there other specialties that you guys bring in along those lines?
I think I would say that he and I, Dr. Russell and myself, feel pretty comfortable doing some smaller operations in the chest. And again, kind of the plastics piece there. We also do skin grafting. And Dr. Russell is also taking over quite a bit of some wound care assistance for folks who have, you know, various types of wounds. So those are some places that we're kind of trying to reach into and think we can offer a lot for the community there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Now, you mentioned chest there. Does that include the heart as well, or is the chest more like lungs?
Typically more lungs and okay. Chest wall. Usually cardiothoracic surgeons operate almost exclusively on the heart.
That's probably something that you almost have to know everything of instead of just a general idea of, you know, the way that my school had described things, it was just, you know, we'll teach you how to drive the Camry, and then when you step into the real world, that's the Lamborghini. And if you're a heart surgeon, you better know how to drive the Lamborghini.
Very true. Very true.
At that point. Very good. So again, that is Dr. Michelle McGurk here with us morning us from CRMC. You guys can get over there, get your questions asked, as well as she, as many other doctors out there. Preventative care is probably your best friend. And many, many items that you can do within the walls of CRMC to take those actions. So again, Dr. McGurk, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.